and welcome everyone officially to our Purium Health Products Wednesday Night Consumer Education Conference Call Series. My name is Amy, and I'll be your moderator tonight. And we are lucky to have with us David Sandoval, who's one of the owners and founders of Purium Health Products. And we're going to be joined by a special guest, Eric Neese, a little bit later in the call. So, Dave, are you there with us?
Yes, I am. And
Eric, have you checked in with us yet?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, guys.
Hey, Eric. Great. Thank you.
I thought
you.
I heard someone breathing into the phone. I knew it must be you. How are you doing?
Awesome.
Yeah, that's
thank
because
you.
I'm in New York City. I'm hot and 20 degrees.
Ooh. Thanks so much for taking time out to be with us tonight. Well, the subject of tonight's call, and I know we have lots of people listening and a lot of people excited to talk to Eric Neese, who they're watching on TV on Sunday nights now for the next few weeks. But we're here to talk about fasting, and fasting is something that a lot of people have heard about, a lot of people might be scared of. I know I was very intimidated by fasting before I actually did it myself, and hopefully we can set your mind at ease, give you some facts and some information tonight, so it's something that that you can do, you can pursue yourself, because it really is life-changing, and it really can improve the quality of your life and your health and your well-being. So, Dave, why don't you start off, and why don't you tell us a little bit about your perspective on fasting, and tell us how does fasting cleanse the body after you give us your perspective and your thoughts?
Well, thank you, Amy, and thank you, Eric, for being with us. We send out our Monday Morning Health Minute, and in there I try to give my thoughts, and I just sort of want to paraphrase or reiterate that fasting is, of course, going without food over a period of time. It's been around for as long as anyone can remember, and people such as Christ and Buddha and Gandhi and many others have used and advocated fasting as a means to gain not only self-discipline and enlightenment, but physical and emotional cleansing. And since it is the new year, and fasting and cleansing is very big in the news, we hear on the news, I see all the celebrities are cleansing, and if you went to the National Health Federation show, all of the people were talking about cleansing. And so it isn't uncommon. And it is in vogue, but we want to remind you that we have examined fasting, and we have our own take on it. It's called the PHP anabolic fast. And as fasting goes, this is the safest, most effective of any fast, and it comes with the least amount of discomfort. And so normally at the end of any fast, the faster, the participant in the fast, is in a physically weakened state. They've developed a certain extent muscle wasting. Their organs have atrophied for lack of use. They've lowered their immunity, actually, because there are more toxins present in the body. And they have skewed blood glucose levels, which means that their pancreas and their basically diabetes, not diabetes itself, but the same things that happen to a diabetic will happen to someone during fasting. Blood glucose levels will be skewed. And so that is not even to mention the nutrient deficiencies that come with a lack of eating. In other words, fasting induces a catabolic state where the body is actually breaking down. And thanks to Eric, who was absolutely dedicated to a 40-day fast and was going to do whatever it took to accomplish that, we really had, if you would, a guinea pig for the purposes of seeing what would or would not work. And so we had the ability to test our theory of nutrition with Eric's help, and he actually went on a very long fast using what we now call the anabolic fasting protocols, because with our fast, you can experience all of the benefits of fasting, weight control, detoxification, discipline, enlightenment. But while accomplishing that, you actually can induce the body not into breaking down and becoming weaker, but rejuvenating itself, building strength, and the elimination of toxins, which will optimize blood nutrient levels as opposed to lowering blood nutrient levels. In other words, cellular rejuvenation and detoxification at the same time, which is you know, pretty unusual. Now, as typical in our Monday Morning Health Minute, we try to inform you about what the world thinks about fasting. And we found that the scientific community typically poo-poos fasting, if you would. And so I want to explain to you why that is simply their ignorance. And then Amy's going to share a couple of interesting facts with you. And then we're going to get the word directly from Eric of what it is like to go 40 full days without having any more than 500 calories in any given day. And this is a person who typically burns 3,000 calories because of his lifestyle, because of his workout regimen, because of the nature of his, you know, physicality. And so to exist on, you know, a fraction, less than 10% of your normal calorie load, or barely 15% of your normal calorie load, is truly a powerful fast. And he's going to share with us some of the secrets of that. But first, why is it that fasting aids detoxification? Because for most people, it isn't a journey to prove self-discipline. It isn't a journey of spirituality, although those are both noble causes, and they are part of any fast, whether that's the reason you went on the fast or not. But that having been said, detoxification and cleansing is the purpose of fasting, and we know that the word breakfast is a reference. Breakfast is a reference to the fact that it is our first meal after a long period without food. Now, typically, people would eat their final meal about the time the sun sets and have their next meal sometime the next day, maybe 8, 9, or 10 o'clock. And by the time you broke that fast, your body had gone between 12 and 16 hours without food. It is very rare for people today to go 12 to 16 hours without ingesting food. And so the very term breakfast is now a misnomer for people who have a midnight snack and then eat again at 7 in the morning. That is not such a long period of time. However, the last word I'll have on fasting before I turn it over to Amy and some of her interesting facts that she's gathered, but the last word I have on fasting is that when our body ingests food, there is an amount of time necessary for the waste from that meal to be eliminated. And if we eat so often that we never thoroughly empty out our body, that it's never completely empty inside, so our body can't do the cleansing. Think of it like this way. Imagine you have a restaurant that's open 24 hours. At some point, you must close the kitchen, and you must clean it out. Let's imagine that you're at home and you have your own kitchen. You're preparing food for your family, and it takes you 4 hours to thoroughly clean your kitchen. But every 2 or 3 hours, someone comes in and says, "Mom, I'm hungry. Dad, I'm hungry." And you never get a chance to finish cleaning. Well, your body is like that. Your body, every single day, never gets a chance to finish cleaning. And on one level, whether it's that spot between the stove and the refrigerator, or whether it's underneath the cupboard, maybe it's a drawer that you put stuff when you don't have time to find where it really goes, maybe it's dishes piling up, maybe it's the residue in the oven that hasn't been cleaned from the last time you made something. Whatever it is, something's not getting cleaned all the way. And in your body, if you don't go a period of time without food, so that the enzymes and the bile and the liquid and the peristaltic action and the sweat could remove that excess toxins, the things that have built up, then you're never, ever going to avoid the diseases and the maladies that come from a body that is toxic. And so that's my part. And I'm pretty much going to sit back and turn the microphone over to Amy, and I hope that that was an answer to your question.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you, Dave. Definitely. Well, I want to be really brief so we can move on to Eric, but I just wanted to mention that, you know, we live in a very luxurious period of time. We eat all the time. We have instant access to food, but our bodies are still operating as they were perhaps, you know, 1,000, 2,000 years ago, where humans didn't eat nearly as regularly as we can consume food now. And so, you know, back then, thousands of years ago, people would regularly go 1 to 2 days a week without eating when they were hunters and gatherers, and and there just wasn't instant access to food. And so during those periods of forced fasting, if you would, because food wasn't available, their bodies cleansed and detoxified and had time to rejuvenate, where, as Dave was saying, we just don't have that time anymore because we're eating on such a regular basis. Also, obesity was absolutely unheard of, you know, during that period. So so our luxuries have kind of turned into to negative things, you know, in today's society. And also, if you observe your animals, animals that become ill, they instinctively know to stop eating when they are ill to help cleanse and detoxify themselves and help them heal their bodies. And so, unfortunately, again, in today's society, we've lost those instincts. Our instincts are to go reach for sugar or caffeine or something else to make us feel better, where an animal knows to stop eating, get a clean source of water, and rest. But in today's society, we, unfortunately, don't take care of ourselves like we should.
Well, everybody knows when your dog's sick, it sort of goes and curls up in the corner and you can't get it to eat.
Exactly, exactly.
And when you're sick or your kids are sick or whatever, it's hard to get them to eat. It's like a little bit of broth and, you know, a cracker or something. You know what I mean?
And that is actually your body forcing itself to fast. When you get sick and you lose your appetite, but we don't, we can you know, intercept that, do some fasting and cleansing and detoxification on our own before we get to that point. And just the last couple things that I wanted to mention is when we stop eating, when we stop consuming that food on a very regular basis, we reserve the energy that's normally used for digestion, and that's when you experience the miracle of fasting. And Eric can probably tell us more about that. I know I experienced almost like a type of euphoria almost when I was doing the same fast that Eric was doing. And it's really amazing. And so it's kind of crazy because while humans can only go a few minutes without oxygen, a few days without water, it's been scientifically validated that we can go up to 70 days without food. And so, in fact, a 30 or 40-day fast, which is what Eric did, a 40-day fast, is considered by many to be the key to both your physical and your spiritual enlightenment. So with that, I want to welcome on Eric. He's a great friend of David's. He's an awesome guy and he has an awesome heart. He's in his 30s. He looks like he's 20. He's very hot, if you will. He's very cute. You, like I said, you can find him on VH1 on Sunday nights. He's on a new program called, I think it's called Confessions of a Teen Idol. So thank you, Eric, so much for taking time to be on with us tonight.
Yeah, Eric,
oh, you're welcome.
Congratulations,
Amy,
on the show. We've watched it, and you're just very... You're coming across fantastic, man. We love the show.
Thank you very much. Thank
I
you.
Also wanted to say that Eric is a, you know, he's been in the Hollywood scene. You know, he's probably seen a lot more than most of us have seen out there, knows what goes on behind the scenes, and he has chosen, you know, a life of nutrition. And again, if you watch the TV show or if you know him or have seen his pictures, he doesn't look like he's in his 30s. He looks, he's in tip-top shape. He's probably in just as good a shape or better shape than he was when he was a teenager in his young 20s. And so, so Eric, tell us a little bit about why you decided to do the fast that you did a couple years ago.
Well, if I could, I'll comment on you know, Amy, on what you were saying earlier about the euphoric feeling. And that, you know, thousands of years ago, because the hunters and gatherers would have to go a couple of days without food, that they would go through this cleansing process. And, you know, since I've gone through the 40-day cleanse, which was about a year ago, you know, my body now is sensitive enough to where I am aware when I do need to cleanse or not eat. I'm really in tune with my body and how it feels. So I actually, it's not uncommon for me throughout the month, probably spend about maybe between 7 and 10 days of every month where I only ingest the foods from the cleanse.
Wow.
And that, you know, it's usually once or twice a week where I just do the shakes. And, you know, that's because I want that feeling, that euphoric feeling. You know, we can all have that euphoric feeling every time. I think that most of the listeners will agree. And we all know that from, you know, Thanksgiving and Christmas, that when we overindulge, we all get really tired and lethargic, and we're all passing out on the couch after a big meal during Thanksgiving. But I don't really enjoy that feeling anymore. When I was younger, it kind of came along with the holiday season, and it seemed, you know, everybody would eat a big meal and then go crash on the couch, and it's just what everybody did. But the fast opened.
Absolutely.
They used to blame it on
the tryptophan in the turkey. But the truth is, and Eric will tell you, is that you have overtaxed your body's enzyme and bile system, and
right.
Your body just gives up. It's exhausted.
Exactly, exactly. So, you know, there's a number of reasons why I did the cleanse. One is physical. Two, which I realized afterwards, were, you know, mental. And then further down the road, when it became spiritual for me, I had a lot of realizations about my life and my truth and where I come from, and it was just an incredible experience. I haven't really experienced anything like it. I'm really looking forward, you know, when I have the time to be able to do another 40-day cleanse.
Now, Eric, I'd say that you're a guy who always knew what you wanted. I mean, not always, but since I met you, you've been very focused. You knew what you wanted. You had the courage and the wherewithal to walk your own path, regardless of what people say. I admire that, you know, about you. But it seems to me that in the years since you've done the fast, like, just you've got a great relationship. You know, from what I've seen, your career seems to be on the upswing. You know, it just seems like there's a lot of positive energy around you right now. I mean, and I'm not taking credit for the fast for that. You get 100% credit for it, but have you found that, you know, that this new enlightenment, if you would, has led you to be stronger or more focused, things like that?
Oh, I mean, 100%. You know, energy is everything. And what I've learned over the years is that the food that we ingest, it's either living, half living, 75% living, or some of it is dead. You know, Dave was talking about enzymes and the importance of enzymes. And Amy was talking about the digestive system, how taxing that is on the body and how much energy we use to digest our food. The enlightening thing to me was the relationship that I built with my spirit connecting to the energy that's all around us. If you want to call it God, if you want to call it the great creator, whatever that energy is, where we're all connected, we're all one, we're all a part of this universal energy, it brought me closer to that. And I feel as though my body is very light, you know, all the heaviness left from my body. And the amazing thing was what I definitely didn't think was going to happen. You know, physically, okay, we get it. You go on a cleanse, you don't eat, your intestines clean out, your colon cleans out. But there was a moment through all of this where all of a sudden my emotions started to clear out.
Wow.
And I had these really vivid dreams. When I went into the dream state, it was happening when I went to sleep. It was happening during the day when I would be in the moment. I was starting to, like, relive some of the really traumatic emotional experiences that I had when I was a child. And every time that I would relive one of these things, I would let go of these fears that were holding me back or was, you know, producing some kind of insecurity with inside of myself. And when that started happening, I was so supercharged by that that it fueled my determination to go even another day, another day, another day, because I felt like, wow, here I am. I'm going through my life. I'm cleansing my body. I'm cleansing my mind. I'm igniting my spirit. This light feeling was coming over my whole body, and having these visions and these dreams, and I didn't want to stop. And Dave, you remember, you know, I got to day 40, and you know, you were advising me on how to break the cleanse, doing it the proper way. And I said, you know what? I think I'm going to go another day.
I know.
And you guys were like, you did 30 already. And I'm like,
and
I don't know.
Amazing,
I just don't want to
thing,
stop.
The most amazing thing, Eric, to all of our listeners at the time, and the thing that people commented on the most was your after picture. Now,
Show
me an after picture of somebody who hasn't eaten in 40 days, and you're talking about, you know, this guy's trying out for the part of, you know, of Jesus or something, you know, because they're just going to see all ribs. And I don't mean that with any disrespect. But you know what I mean? You're talking about an emaciated figure. But on the other hand, you look like you just came out of, like, a Marine boot camp.
Well, yeah, that was the amazing thing. You know, I started, you know, for everyone listening, I started off this cleanse. The first 15 days was just water. You know, I was going for the Buddha, you know, Jesus Christ, Muhammad type cleanse of 40 days of water, but I physically wasn't in the right condition to be able to do that. I started purging a lot of toxins. I started to get weak and was fainting and things like that. And that's when I called Dave for his help. And that's when we put together the anabolic cleanse with some PHP. And every day that I was on these shakes, I started getting stronger and stronger. And the most incredible thing to me was that after 15 days, I went from 175 pounds to about 48 pounds. And as I continued to stay on the shakes, I started gaining weight back. It was like my body was starting to go back into, you know, homeostasis, into balance. And, you know, and then I gained like 10 pounds back. And then also along the way, we were doing all these different tests. We were doing live blood cell tests and quantum biofeedback tests. And you remember the guy, you know, who did my test in the quantum biofeedback? He was like, wait, you haven't eaten in 23 days? And we're like, no. He's like, this is impossible. There's no way that your blood can be in this condition. The same with the live blood cell test. I mean, you know, it's been over a year, Dave, and there's been so many people that have opted to do this cleanse, and every single result that has come back has just been phenomenal. They pass it on to their...
Well, imagine this, Eric. Imagine that that most people eat a 2,000 to 4,000 calorie a day diet, and they don't get as many nutrients as you are getting in a 300 to 500 calorie a day diet. And so it really is amazing how your body responded. More importantly, I think everybody used, you know, your example as a source of strength, as a source of inspiration. And whether they chose to do a 2-day or a 3-day or a 7-day or a 14-day, Eric, you wouldn't believe, everybody sort of designed their own fast. They're like, well, I think I could do 4 days, or I mean, you know, it's like, choose your number. People were challenging themselves to hit their number. Amy and I challenged ourselves to hit 10, and we felt fantastic on 10. And I did what you did probably for ever since then. I've been doing 1 to 2 days a week where I just go just on the shakes, some master aminos and a power shake.
And so, let me just throw in that when you guys keep talking about the shake, we're talking about the power shake. That's what we developed. At first, we had like 5 different products we were combining together, and it was a little bit cumbersome, and then we came out with an all-in-one. So it was very easy to do, and we're talking about doing 3 to 4 of these power shakes a day with the master aminos, and that is your source of nutrition.
Now, I want to tell a quick story, Eric. I moved to the beach and I started playing volleyball. And at first, you know, I mean, you get pretty tired in the burning sun playing volleyball. And there's about 20 people down here. Now, this past Saturday, all I had was a power shake. And I know this is crazy, but 20 master aminos. After 5 hours of playing game after game in the burning sun one by one, people sat down. At the end, I was running, chasing every ball, doing flips in the sand, joking, and everybody just looked at me and they said, "What are you? Are you crazy? You know, just what's going on?" And I couldn't believe, and I had that euphoric feeling because I was sweating and I hadn't eaten in over 24 hours, and the only thing inside of me was cleansing green food, which was oxygenating my body, and those powerful nutrients that were fueling my body. And I felt like, I mean, honestly, I felt like a 17-year-old, you know, who just got out of high school. And first day of summer, I mean, that's the energy I was feeling. And so I really admire what you've done.
Well, that brings me to my next question for Eric. Like, you were exercising during the fast. Is that correct? Going through some, like, kickboxing or in weight training, all types of stuff?
Yeah. I mean, I was pretty weak for the first 2 weeks. And then, you know, then I got on the shakes and, you know, got on the PHP cleanse. And then about 7 days after that, I started to feel strong again. And I felt powerful, and I said, you know what, I'm gonna put this to the test. I mean, that's what the whole thing was, you know, to be quite honest with you, was that I was walking around speaking highly about all of the products that you guys have, and I just seriously wanted to put them to the test, because I said, well, if I'm going to go out there and I'm going to speak on behalf of the company, I want to experience it. And sure enough, after 7 days, I decided to go do a Tybo class, and I thought for sure that I was going to burn out. I wasn't going to be able to make it through.
Right.
And I did 1 hour class nonstop. I filmed. I have it on tape, documented.
Oh, cool.
So that was pretty awesome.
Yeah. Hey, Eric, I was wondering, would you stick around for a little while longer? We're just going to walk through the actual protocols, and maybe you could give commentary, you know, where you feel appropriate, as we tell people about the, because it's a pretty simple thing. We're only talking about 3 or 4 products here, but they truly fulfill, you know, specific purposes within your body's need physiologically. So would you mind sticking
sure.
for just a couple more minutes?
Yeah, and just, you know, let me add, Dave, you know, Dave was talking about this new TV show that I'm on, which is on VH1. It's called Confessions of a Teen Idol. It airs on Sunday night. Jeremy Jackson, who was one of the guys on the show, who was on the show Baywatch. He was David Hasselhoff's son. We became really close on the show, and I was telling him all about the fats and the green drinks and everything, and he agreed to do a 7-day cleanse on the show. So you'll
wow.
actually be able to see that in the upcoming episodes. It's probably going to be in a couple of weeks. But the cool thing is, you know, I'm with him today. We're doing press here in New York and for the show. And he just told me today that he put his girlfriend, his mom, his sister, and like 4 of his friends on the cleanse.
Oh, I was going to tell you that. I was going to say, you created a monster.
Yeah, well, the reason why, and you know, because me and Dave and Amy, we could sit here and we can talk until everybody's blue in the face about what it can do for you, how it makes you feel. But the truth is that true knowledge, I believe, comes from experience. So if you have any doubt, you know, of the things that we're talking about, hey, just like I did, just like Amy and Dave did, put it to the test. It's a week out of your life. And if you don't get the results that we're talking about, you know, I would love for you to contact me through Dave and Amy, and I'd like to talk about it, you know, and find out, you know, maybe what else you can do. But I guarantee you I'm not going to get any calls.
Well, Eric, I have to say, you know, I don't watch TV. I was really impressed by the show. I was really impressed, I've never seen camera work like that on a reality TV show, and I don't know how you guys did it, but it looks like it was made by the people who did, you know, like motion pictures, you know?
Yeah. Well, the show was shot in high definition. It's the first VH1 show that they've done in high definition, so that might be one of the reasons why.
Oh, yeah, and the set work is brilliant.
Yeah, it's a great look.
Yeah, and I really think that the courage that you showed right off the bat to say, well, you know, I know that what you guys say is cool and what I need to do is X, but I can only do that if it doesn't compromise who I really am and what I really care about. And, right.
And what I believe in.
Yeah, I saw all the other faces in the room turn to look at you and like, geez, somebody's got an attitude, but, you know.
Hey, you got to stand for what you believe in, and when you've experienced it, then you'll understand. And that's why I'm so passionate about it, and I'm here talking to you guys about it, because I lived it. And like I said, that's the ultimate.
My favorite part was in the opening scene when you were given the two dogs, and I know those dogs, because they've been up to the retreat center, when you were feeding the two dogs green drinks.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Dude, my dog in Venice is a superfood dog. You don't understand. Like, every morning when I make a green drink, he's sitting there at my feet waiting for me to fill up his bowl with a green drink. I mean,
I know. When the blender would start at the retreat, the dogs would run to the door.
Yeah, dude, he eats Chlorella right out of my hand.
That's great.
And dogs love Chlorella, by the way.
I feed
Amy's dog Chlorella all the time, and other people in the office feed their dogs Chlorella.
So
and
cool.
And then just the last episode, I noticed how you definitely were handing out green drinks in the opening scene. So thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for that.
You're welcome.
That's awesome. Well, let's just talk quickly. Let's go through the fasting protocols, what Eric followed and what Dave and I followed when we did the 10 days. And basically, as Dave was explaining earlier, that Dave and Eric put this together to be an anabolic fast, so your cells won't be wasting away, and you won't experience that trauma and muscle wasting that normally goes along with typical fast. And what Eric was experiencing the first 10 days or 14 days of his fast before he started using our products. And so with this anabolic fast, your body will be completely satisfied on a cellular level, and so you actually become stronger versus weaker, and that's, again, what we all experience for ourselves. So the main component of the fast is the power shake, and we recommend that you drink one shake every 4 hours while you're awake. So that's 3 to 4 shakes a day. And so now we have the product called the Power Shake. It's very easy. I think it's 2 scoops of the Power Shake mixed with, I always mix mine with about 16 to 20 ounces of water because I like to drink more. But you mix that up and you sip on it, and you drink that 3 to 4 times a day. The next component is the Master Amino Complex, which I'm sure Dave, Eric, there's so many people that rave about the Master Amino Complex. That's what Dave was just referencing. He took 20 tablets while he was playing volleyball over the weekend. And we recommend 2 tablets for every 25 pounds of body weight. And you spread your daily requirement out throughout the day. And you take some, I would take some before each shake that I did. And then, or it says it's best to take them 2 hours after drinking the shake. I apologize. And so then you're getting something in between. You're getting some nutrition in between. And those are the 2 main components of the fast.
Now let's break this down a second. That protein does not need to be digested, so it does not tax the body. It is pre-digested protein. It goes through the lymph fluid, does not pass through the kidneys, does not require enzymatic action in order to be used by the body, and immediately is available within 22 minutes to build muscle. This protein was designed. It's in the physician's desk reference. There are 36 clinical studies that prove its efficacy. And so the Master Aminos are what they would give to someone who literally was in a coma or could not consume protein because they're on a dialysis machine. And so the Master Aminos are the ultimate protein. And the last thing I want to say about the greens, the spirulina, the oat grass, the kamut grass, the alfalfa, the carrot juice, the activated barley, all of these things are almost 0 calorie, and yet they provide antioxidants and nutrients that will allow the body to cleanse more efficiently. They actually help to purge and detoxify, the organs. And so these foods, again, minimal calories, maximum nutrition, they assist the organs in detoxification by alkalizing. And then the final thing is the research showed that during a fast, toxins in the blood will increase up to 2,000 times the level that toxins would otherwise be in the blood. Because of this, you experience lightheadedness, you experience headaches, you might experience cramping, grumpiness, feelings of emotional distress. But when you have the green foods, they totally buffer all of that. And so we also recommend the cherry and the aloe for cleansing the blood and allowing you to go into deep sleep. And this is all very conducive to fasting and to healing.
Absolutely. And there's just a couple other items that are part of the fasting protocols. And one is the organic tropic oil, the pure extra virgin coconut oil. And that we recommend to take 1 teaspoon 3 times per day just by putting it on a spoon and, you know, like, eating it, basically letting it melt in your mouth and swallowing. So
now,
I know,
Eric, didn't you find that this was the savior for you? Wasn't the coconut oil, didn't you sort of fall in love with the coconut oil during the fast? Oh, we might have lost Eric.
We might have lost Eric, but I know Eric would eat it like he would eat it like candy because he was burning, especially when he was exercising, he was burning so much, and so that provided that instant fuel, and I think he continues to use it now on
his... He puts a tablespoon, Amy, on a spoon and puts it in the freezer, and then he pulls it out and sucks on it. And
oh, it's like a tropic oil popsicle.
It is.
or frozen-sicle or something.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's funny.
Yeah.
And then the other product that we recommend to use during the fasting program is the herbal fiber cleanse, and we recommend to take 6 capsules daily, making sure that you drink plenty of water, and break them up 3 capsules in the morning and 3 capsules in the afternoon or evening. And that helps also cleanse at the cellular level with herbs and other things that we have pulled from the pages of history all around the world to cleanse, you know, again, an organ cleanse, a blood cleanse, a cellular cleanse.
Absolutely. Now, remember that, now maybe that was Eric coming back in.
Yeah, I'm back. I'm sorry about that.
That's okay.
I was saying that, because of your calorie expenditure, the coconut oil became your personal sort of, it was almost your foot on the accelerator. If you needed a few more calories, you would go to the coconut oil. Am I right?
Oh, totally. And now coconuts are the biggest thing in my life. I probably eat like 2 or 3 fresh coconuts a day because of, you know, understanding and feeling what the coconut was doing for me while on the cleanse.
Awesome.
So, I mean, I'm still with the tropical oil, but, you know,
fresh coconuts are part of so many of our lives now because of the coconut water and the meat.
Totally.
And you've got my daughter hooked on them, absolutely. So would you tell us how much water, Eric? Would you give everybody an idea of how much water they should be consuming during this type of a fast? Is it just once or twice a day you have a lot, or do you sip it throughout the day? What was your... What worked best for you?
Yeah, I would say because, you know, it changed as I went along because, I started to get more active and I was moving around a lot. So the more that I was moving, the more energy I was exerting, then I needed to take on more water. So you kind of get to the point, Dave, where it's like you were talking to Amy about how back in the day we were so in tune with our bodies or an animal. Its natural instinct is, you know, when it doesn't feel good not to eat. You know, when you get that far down the road with the cleanse, your instinct
takes over.
Exactly.
Yeah, totally.
Well, we put in the protocols that you should drink at least half your body weight in ounces of water per day because it is very important to keep yourself hydrated, and that water will be used. Your body will use it to help eliminate.
The liver, huh, Amy, and the pancreas, and the gallbladder.
Yeah.
Hey
guys.
Water.
Hey Dave.
Yes, sir.
I hate to jump off, but I have to wake up at 5:30 in the morning to do Good Day New York tomorrow. So
Right on, my friend. Well, hey, I am coming to New York. We have two lectures. We hope that you will let folks know about them. And if you
sure.
have a chance to come along, that would be great as well. And good luck on your new show. We're looking forward to hearing about all of your new ventures and successes. So keep up the great work, Eric.
Yeah, and, you know, anybody who's out there listening, if they have any questions for me or they want to reach out to me, they can all go to my PHP site and, you know, send me an email. I'm happy to answer any questions or advise anyone that's going to go on a cleanse. Dave and I can do that together. So, we're here for all the listeners and whoever else is out there that's looking for some guidance or, you know, just a little help.
What if they want to just check out your show? Give us a website that they could go to.
You can go to ChiForce 7, which is spelled ChiForce, the number 7.com. That's ChiForce 7. And then also there is a site on VH1 called FamousVH1Friends.com. Where you can call and interact and blog with, you know, the guys on the show and stuff like that.
So ChiForce7 or what was the second one?
FamousVH1Friends.com.
Perfect. Well, Eric, you're doing great. You look great. You obviously are doing something right, and a lot of people could learn from you. Thank you again.
Well, whoever's out there listening to Dave, he's the one that turned me on. He turned me into a superfood junkie, so, you know, I definitely owe a whole lot to you, Dave, and just thank you for all the support and help over the years, and really looking forward, you know, to the future and helping many more people achieve their goals in life. So thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Okay, brother. Thanks, Amy.
Thank you, Eric. We'll talk to you later.
Good night.
Love you guys. One
Bye-bye.
Love.
Bye. Thank you.
Peace.
Well, Eric Neese, really good show he's got going on, and truly somebody who is an inspiration. It's funny, sometimes you think that you're inspiring somebody, and you know, and it turns out that they end up inspiring you. So it's a good exchange.
Absolutely. So again, you can go to the website if you'd like to read the fasting protocols in detail. There's a fasting battle plan at www.phporder.com. Check that out. There's two calls actually archived in the database where we spoke with Eric and talked in depth. So there's probably at least 2 hours of information, audio information about the fast if you'd like to listen to more about that. And it's just an amazing experience. I never thought I had the willpower to do it, and I was so proud of myself, and I felt so wonderful, just like Eric was talking about, while I was on it, and I really didn't want to stop. I'm like, should I go 11 or 14 days? You know, and it's really crazy because I'm a person that loves food. I absolutely love food, and I base what I'm going to do around my next meal. So it was a really awesome experience for me.
And you told me that you really felt like you got a handle on your sugar addiction for a while, and that was important to you at that time.
I sure did. Yeah, absolutely. It was amazing, and I highly recommend it, and I will definitely do the fast again for sure.
Excellent. Well, Amy, I want to thank you for bringing us through tonight's information. I want to thank, you know, everybody. We have a really big crowd tonight. Obviously, this is a source of interest to people. They may not be listening because they're going to do the fast. Maybe it was curiosity. But I'll tell you that there are a few things. I remember that when I first met Amy, she used to talk to me on the phone, and she'd say, "Did you eat today?" And I'd say, "Oh, yeah, I did." And she'd say, "Well, what'd you eat?" And I go, "Oh, okay, I lied," because I used to go on 30 and 40-day fast regularly because I was really sort of at a time in my life where I felt I needed a lot of that, time to cleanse and to be introspective. And I really believe that everyone, whether it's 3 or 4 days or whether it's 3 or 4 weeks, that everybody needs on some level to experience what it feels like through discipline, to deny yourself something that you truly crave and you truly desire. And at any moment, it is so easy to give in to the desire to, you know what, nobody's watching, nobody's here, nobody's around. I could eat something and it's, you know, and no one would know that the person who knows is you and your body. And when you get to that point to where you must force yourself and choose to deprive yourself for the betterment of yourself, you reach a place of spiritual strength that very few people go. And so when you do that day after day and you resist that temptation, you resist the urge, you resist nature itself, your brain and your body telling you to eat because you're starving, when you have the willpower to resist that and to know that you stood it in the face and that you won, you're never the same again. And I encourage everybody to do that. Amy, I know that it empowered you for sure.
Oh, absolutely. Definitely. It was a truly amazing experience, and I really thank Eric for and you for giving me that motivation to do it. And there's so many people out there that are listening or that you know, were listening back at the time when we were talking about this that did it, and we just got amazing testimonials and stories of people that did it and just the things that happened to them during their fast. And then also what it does for so many people is it inspires you to keep up kind of a long-term maintenance program. You know, like you feel so great on this fast that you, this power shake becomes a part of your daily life, and you really like don't want to be without it because it's so good. And
you feel the difference, right? Because you know what it's like to not have it, then you know what it feels like to have it. And the same with the Master Aminos. You feel that strength. And then later, you know, if you're eating a lot of food, you may not have noticed the difference, but when you have nothing, you really do notice that difference.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I know it helped me with caffeine, it helped me with sugar, two things that I definitely struggle with. It helped me with my candida problem. I know there's lots of women out there that struggle with that. And just overall, like mental clarity, like fogginess, things like that. In today's world, we're all overwhelmed. We're all trying to work, take care of our families. We barely have time to take care of ourselves. And this was just an amazing experience, and I just highly recommend it to everybody. And again, go to the website. There's archived conference calls. There's the fasting protocols, all under the education section at www.phporder.com. Also, again, like I mentioned earlier, this call is being recorded and will be available on our replay line starting Thursday night or Friday morning by calling 212-461-8911. Again, that's 212-461-8911, or you can check it out again on our website under the education and listen and learn section of the website.
Well, I want to thank everyone who joined us this evening for Purium Health Products Wednesday night consumer education series. We hope that the information tonight was useful, that it's something that you could apply in your life, that it's something that you will be inspired to share. And again, we encourage you to join us next week and each and every Wednesday as we explore different topics relating to health, and as we try to give you not only inspiration but information that you can use. So thanks again to Amy. Fantastic job as usual. To Eric for joining us, and all the encouragement for him in his career. And to all of you, to know that in some way we're involved in your lives, that we're part of a community of like-minded and well-intentioned people, makes it a lot easier for me to go to bed at night and feel good about what I do and who I am. So most importantly, thanks to each and every one of you.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Dave, for all your inspiration and information. It's really appreciated. So thank you, everyone, for taking time out and listening, and we will be with you next week. So everyone have a wonderful evening and wonderful week.
Good night, everybody.
Bye-bye.